Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We bless God for the opportunity he has given to us today to look into his word. Our God is good all the time. So we started the book of John last week and we looked at John chapter 1 and we learned quite a number of lessons from that book. And then today we're just going to go straight to John chapter 2. I was supposed to finish John chapter 1, but then, you know, like I always say, I'm not expected to do everything in each chapter. I'll just pick one or two or three points and lessons that we can learn from each chapter, while I trust that the Lord will open our hearts and understanding to the remaining chapters in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 2 talks about the first miracle of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. So they were sharing wine, and at some point they ran out of wine. And then the mother of Jesus sent some servants to get Jesus so that, you know, he could perform miracle and then they can have wine in that wedding. And, you know, it's just a very simple lesson that I want us to pick this morning. You know, there are times in our lives where we just run out of wine. We just run out of oil. You just feel that there is something missing. You feel that there is something that you need that you do not have. You know, at that point, don't just sit down and think that it is normal. Don't just feel that the reason why you're going through that situation is probably because God wants it. The first reaction of every believer to challenge is to ask God. Don't just sit back. Ask God, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why is this thing happening to me? Why is it that there is no wine? So be open to ask questions, you know? So in this case, that woman was bold enough to confront Jesus Christ. She could have just ignored the situation and then just forget about it. But if she felt, well, instead of just forgetting about it, why not let me just talk to Jesus? So she spoke with Jesus about it and things turned around for them at that wedding. And one other thing is the fact that when Jesus was going to do this miracle, he could have done it alone all by himself. I mean, he could have just commanded, you know, wine to fill up everyone's table, since he was going to do a miracle anyway. But you see, throughout scripture, whenever Jesus wanted to do a miracle, he loves working with us to perform a miracle. He's not just going to do a miracle. He wants you to play your part, then he plays his part, and then the miracle will happen. So whatever it is you're trusting God for, ask God, what do I need to do? So I strongly believe that there is something that you also need to do. For instance, you're trusting God for academic success. You're not just going to sit aloof and then expect the academic success to just happen. There is a part for you to play. Like the servants at this wedding, all they needed to do was to fill the water pots with water. So there is something you can do, and there is something you cannot do that only God can do. So stop giving the things that you can do to God to do for you. If you can do it, trust God for strength. Do it. I mean, if you're working, for instance, just be of your best behavior. Do what you're expected to do at work. And then when you pray to God to help you, it would always be easy for you to receive help or even your miracle because you've played your own part. So always ask God, what part do I need to play? What do I need to do? You know, the Bible says, commit your ways into the hands of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So he's not just going to direct your path. You need to, first of all, trust the Lord with the whole of your heart. And we see that at the end of the day, they had wine. And in fact, the one that Jesus did was actually much better than the one they had initially had. So whatever comes from God, the Bible says all good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So we say that Jesus cleanses the temple. I just want to encourage you that Your body is the temple of God. The Bible says that anything that wants to defile the temple shall be destroyed. So be careful what you do with God's temple. Be careful what you do with the body. You know, your body is God's temple. So whatever you do with your body, always remember that that body that you're hurting, that body that you're not taking care of, always remember that that body is the temple of God. So treat that temple with utmost respect. So stop making your bodies a den for thieves. I mean, ensure that you serve God with your body. Ensure that your body glorifies God at all times. You know, and my prayer is that the Lord will give us that grace to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, don't forget the basic things that we have learned from John chapter 2. We've learned how that Jesus turned water to wine. No matter how bad the situation is in your home, God can turn things around for your good. So all you need to do is whatever he asks you to do, do it. Whatever he says you should do. Verse 5, the mother said to the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. You know, whatever he says to you, do it. Whatever God is asking you to do, just go ahead and do it. I mean, this is the easiest way to having a successful life. Listening to God and acting in the process. If God sent, if you have a conversation with God and God is asking you to do something and you refuse to do that thing, tendencies are that you might not receive that privilege to hear tomorrow, because God is not a talkative. He expects that when he gives you an instruction and you do that instruction, what usually would follow is God's miracle. So whatever he has told you to do, whatever God is asking you to do, do it with the whole of your heart. So thank you very much for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. Jesus cleanses the temple. Very important. I've already mentioned it. I want you to pray that prayer even before we close. That whatever it is that God has not planted in me, it is out of my life from this minute in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever it is that, you know, that is in me, that is not supposed to be in me, the spirit of gossip or jealousy or envy, whatever it is, Daddy, come and cleanse me with your blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you again for joining. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah.